The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Robert Burman, CEO of Fair Ventures Social Forestry, which has the website fairventures.earth. And the organization is a global leader in the large-scale reforestation of degraded land and the conservation of biodiverse forests in economically viable systems that benefit local communities. And Robert, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. And let's kick it off and let's start at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us more about Fair Ventures Social Forestry, the organization's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Matt. So you already said it in your intro, and that's maybe a good point to start with. So our vision is really to become a global leader in reforestation of degraded areas and bioconservation of biodiverse forests. So why is that important? There has been a study from ETH Zurich out lately, which says there are 1 billion hectares of degraded area on that planet. And this is really one of our big global problems that we somehow have to get our hands around and solve as mankind and humanity. So this is what really all about. So what we are doing with Fair Ventures Social Forestry, so that's our mission, is as a social enterprise, is to create scalable models that really work to solve this problem. And for solving this problem, our models have to work for all stakeholders. So this means that we need to create income opportunities for the local communities and at the same time also provide attractive returns to investors to solve this problem and ultimately also benefit the environment. So how this all started was actually in 2014. That's when Fair Ventures got started in Borneo with its NGO, Fair Ventures Worldwide, and a nonprofit program called 1 Million Trees. And that program was actually focused on smallholder farmers to create sustainable income opportunities on degraded areas, and in that way, trying to conserve the existing forests around there. So when I personally started to support Fair Ventures in 2016, it was very clear to me that we need to develop a social business model so we can create a system that can go to scale and doesn't stop when the donor money is used up. So that's why in late 2018, we established Fair Ventures Social Forestry as a social venture to basically fulfill this mission and create these business models that can ultimately go to scale and help solve this problem.
That's great. And I know a lot of it, your organization really sounds like it started kind of out of the deforestation challenges in Borneo. And tell us more about those initial challenges in that region.
Yeah, I mean, Borneo is one of the biggest islands on this planet and used to have and hold a majority of the rainforests of this planet. Unfortunately, over the last about 30 years, about 50% of the forests on Borneo have been lost. So it's really a big, big challenge. And the pressure has come from several sides. So it started decades ago with the timber industry taking out a lot of the original rainforest. And it shifted over today to mainly the large-scale palm oil plantations, which slash a lot of rainforest to put up their plantations. And there are also other challenges like illegal mining and other things going on. So there's a lot of pressure on the forests. And the big problem is that with the loss of the forest areas on that magnitude, the local people lost their basis for food and income. So to make a living today, there are not really many options left for them. Many of them sell the remaining lands that their family still owns to large companies, mainly to palm oil companies. There's illegal mining going on and still illegal logging. And people continue with slash and burn agriculture. So it's all like unsustainable ways of earning an income, which basically leaves the young generation without a perspective for the future. that was the main trigger for us to say, okay, there's something to be done here. And whatever solution we create, it has to be benefiting the local communities.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like a real challenge there in terms of like a larger scale challenge, not just deforestation, but the impact of that is significant. And along those lines, let's dive a little bit more into your approach and how your model works. I believe you work with local permit holders to provide the capital they need, management expertise, market access. Tell us a little bit more about that side of things.
Yeah, my pleasure. I mean, as I briefly touched on before, we started with a nonprofit program and that worked with smallhold farmers on their areas. So there was one major shift I needed to do when moving to a scalable business model, which is moving it to a land that has secure tenure. So when I want to create a scalable model, I need to attract investment money, and that's only possible if I work on land with secure tenure. So that's maybe the most important change that we did. So we're today working mainly in under the setup of the social forestry program of the Indonesian government. That's a program where the Indonesian government provides permits, so secure land titles to communities with a 35-year tenure. So the local communities basically have that land available officially to make a living from that. So what we do at Fairventure Social Forestry is we enter into long-term cooperation agreements with permit holders, meaning the local communities who got granted these permits, and they provide the land and the workforce, and Fairventure Social Forestry brings in the capital to enable a productive work on the areas. We bring in the management expertise of planting trees and cash crops on the degraded areas. And we also establish the access to markets that the communities normally don't have these days. So, and that's really the three main roles that we bring in here. And that we also see in the social forestry program are the major roadblocks from a community receiving a permit to the next steps where they can really earn a living from that area.
Excellent, excellent. Now tell us about the value or the return on investment for investors during this process.
Yeah, so what we do here is really an innovative approach to link landscape restoration to markets by creating attractive returns for investors. So what we do is, first of all, on the financial side, we offer a 10% IRR to investors. But moreover, we also create sustainable incomes for the communities. We also bring degraded areas back into use, and we conserve biodiverse forests that still exist in the areas. And we also create a positive carbon footprint with what we do. So if an investor takes it only from the economic perspective, there's a 10% IRR. If he takes it from a more holistic perspective, there are all these triple bottom line returns that we are creating with our model.
Excellent, excellent. Of course, your website is fairventures.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. Why did you choose .earth?
Well, I've seen a .earth domain with an old colleague and friend of mine who created Systemic, which is a leading consultancy and investment firm for sustainability. And I like that domain a lot because I think it expresses very well that we care for much more than just profits. It's not commercial only as the .com domain, but our objectives are really wider. It's people, planet, and profits. And I think the .earth domain represents that idea very well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, and we've seen the systemic.earth website out there. That's interesting. That's great that you've found it through them. That's really neat. So Fairventure Social Forestry, obviously doing amazing things overall, heavily focused in Borneo. What's your future vision for growth and expansion?
Well, first of all, I really hope that many more people are intrigued by our approach and support us with financing, successful showcase, and our future growth. In terms of objectives, we are looking at managing 100,000 hectares in 10 years from now. But it shouldn't stop at that. What I would also love to see is that other companies copy our approach. As I said in the beginning, there are 2 billion hectares of degraded areas worldwide, and there's a lot to do. So hopefully we can be a good role model for others as well. And there are a lot of degraded areas that can go back into economic use. And in that way, we can also help conserve forests that still exist.
Excellent. Great. Well, Robert, we really appreciate your time today and certainly love the mission behind Fair Venture Social Forestry. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, that was pretty comprehensive. Just let me finish by saying I think the .earth domains are really a great initiative. I think it's the right spirit for the change that we need in business to create a more sustainable future. So I wish you all the best of luck and success with it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate those kind words. And what a great way to end this exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Robert Berman, CEO of Fair Ventures Social Forestry, which, as you heard, has the website fairventures.earth. And the organization is a global leader in the large-scale reforestation of degraded land and the conservation of biodiverse forests in economically viable systems that benefit local communities. And Robert, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.